Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Vince, I know they're just polls, and you know media polls are what they are, but yesterday the team was picked to finish sixth in the division. Were you surprised? What was your initial reaction? What did you think about that?
And James Strebel.
We should have been picked first.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I missed that.
That's great.
I missed him with that little quick... Not jab at Patty Ice.
Yeah.
Quip.
A quip.
It was a quip, I believe, is the right
that's
word.
That's it. Quip.
It's a quip, yes. Hey, reminder, couple things. Lou City back in action Wednesday night, tomorrow night. That beginning at 7:45. NBA draft coming up on Thursday. We have Reds and Cubs tonight at 7:35 right here on ESPN 680-1057. So we are absolutely loaded. Tons of play-by-play as we get closer and closer to the NFL and the college season. 437-9680 if you want to get in on anything that we talk about coming up to, you know, over the next couple hours or so. One thing that I tried to tell before we get to you, and let's play some sound here too as well.
Oh, Grossman. Yeah, that sounds good.
I did tell Jack that because he was very happy yesterday when Indiana got a four-star whatever. It was
running back
but it didn't matter what the position. Four-star, fine. Like it didn't matter.
Right.
You had him sold at four-star.
Another one for Tom Allen.
And so Tom Allen's getting it done, and at some point today he was on the riverbanks in southern Indiana with Rick Bozich.
Dr. Bo.
Which is so damn awesome for a myriad of reasons. I wish I could have been there.
I know.
I really wish I could have been there.
Too.
Middle of the day.
We're just hanging out.
You know, we need to reach out to Bozich and say, yo, you got to hook.
Let us know.
When Tom Allen's in town, Tom Allen should have been in studio.
He should have been. Oh,
he would have been in studio.
He would have died. He would have died.
What if I walked in
and like, went to heaven?
There was a knock at the door, okay? And you're back there cutting sound. And I bring to you Tom Allen. I would love to see how shocked you are.
And Crean
has, yes, of course he would. Jack has on his computer.
His little desk.
This little musty black IU helmet.
The old one.
It is so damn ugly.
It is. Those are the bad ones.
It really is ugly.
Yeah, the oval with the IU and the black helmet.
It's as ugly as it gets. So anyway, I don't know where Jack's got to start being mean and ugly.
Yeah, you do.
You're going to make enemies, but you are a rather good debater. You'll talk over, got to watch out what I say there. You'll talk over anybody.
Yeah.
Obviously, you talked over Diener today at 7:09 or whatever it was. So you'll literally at the station talk over anybody.
Yeah, include the vice president.
Yeah, including the VP, Double D. And so you're to the point to where you now need to take these takes and attack people.
Yeah.
Attack Strebel.
I did notice something with Strebel's big tweet that sent everything off last night.
What?
He puts
what did
the
he
tweet.
Say yes. now? Yeah, I don't remember yes. exactly
well,
what
the
he
tweet
said.
was you know directed at Louisville, which fine, whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, Indiana's 18th, Kentucky's 32nd.
Louisville's 81. Yeah.
And I saw Strebel do something there.
What did he do?
That he's trying to force. He's trying to put Indiana and Kentucky in the same category.
No, I bent the knee. I put them first. No, I was just showing, like, you have Indiana is 18, Kentucky's 32, which is where they've been here historically with Mark Stoops around that area. No, I'm bending the knee to Tom Allen.
I thought that you were trying to say that, like, Indiana and Kentucky are all the same level.
You've got I'm not saying that at all. I just wanted to highlight that Louisville's not in the class at all. Like, they're outside of the school. They don't go to that school. They're on the outside, like tap on the window. Hello, can we come in? No, they're not even they shouldn't even be a part of the conversation. But I want to show the disparity between IU, Kentucky, and way in the back, Louisville.
Yeah. It's all you know that it's IU and then Kentucky.
No, and then that's why I put IU first.
IU's a better football program right now than Kentucky.
And the
I don't know the rankings.
No, they're going to be a top 25 team.
But that's not his argument. His argument is you guys are better than Louisville. That's his argument.
Way better.
Yeah, but he Louisville, groups Kentucky, and Indiana together. Where right, I'm like, right. Why are you grouping them together? Indiana's better than
Louisville
Kentucky.
Louisville fans also. 5 years ago. No, this is why you should be mean and ugly. Louisville fans, not even 5 years. Yeah, 5 years ago. Louisville fans were mean and ugly to you about IU football, and were like, they didn't think anything of you.
IU basketball. They would,
They didn't care about IU football.
They didn't care. Well, exactly. They didn't know you existed. Now, you're a way better, could be better than Kentucky, way better than Louisville. I mean, not even in the same conversation. You need to start being mean and ugly. Andy's right. Be mean and ugly. Put them in their place next time they start talking about God knows who's on their team. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. And just say, look, Tom Allen's getting the damn thing done. Shut up.
Like, I'll say this, you look at Indiana football's future scheduling. Oh. No, you'll like this.
What a hell. No.
I'm going to vomit into the trash can
if you look at Indiana's future scheduling.
Stick with me. Okay. Because I am more excited than anything for Indiana and Louisville, just because I'm excited for Indiana to beat the crap out of Louisville.
You better hope they're good, yeah.
Yeah, but Cincinnati right now, the next couple years, and they have Notre Dame down the road.
Right.
When people, there is excitement about, like, oh, we're playing these teams later, this year and then later down the road. No one's excited about the Louisville series. No one cares about the Louisville series.
No one cares about any of those series. Yes. Wait, you think Indiana fans care more about the Cincinnati series than the Louisville series?
Yes.
I disagree
That. They've already almost sold out that game for this year.
Well, that's all Ohio State fans.
No, not for Cincinnati.
They wear the same colors.
Yeah, they want to go cheer for Cincinnati.
They want to go see him twice. Yeah.
Texas says, LOL, Ty Ray announcing U of L isn't leaving the ACC, no bleep. Well, he was asked about it.
He had to answer the question. Yes, but no. I got a hot take about that, too.
Texas says, I've watched 6 seasons of Scrubs. I'm ready to complete my residency.
Look, it was just a funny little like connection. I'm not sitting here saying I wrote the Art of War. I know exactly what's going on. I just made a little comparison.
Texas says, unplug. Strieble was on his phone on a 12-hour drive home. Same text here. Indiana had one special season, but couldn't beat Tennessee in a bowl game. Oh, it wasn't Tennessee. It was Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Yeah. Yeah, it was Ole Miss. Yeah, yeah. Lane Train came.
Okay, so what do you want to do here? What do you have on your list? Well, do I even need a list? What do you want to do here? Look, you're all pent up, so we got to get some of this off your chest.
Yes. All I know is I heard a lot of talk about the Governor's Cup, and Justin Rowland was the one that started that conversation. It didn't come from anyone within the SEC or at UK. It was a tweet by Justin Rowland.
Did you hear blank sound from yesterday?
I did not. No.
Well, let's play that for him here at some point. So whenever you find that, Jack, just
chime in.
Say hello. Okay, so this was yesterday.
Okay.
Blank taped this like for us.
Oh, did he?
This was off the air. This is like at 2:30.
Yeah, so at 2:30, Blank comes to me, and he just saw the tweet.
Okay.
And he's fired up.
Sure.
And he's going off about it, and he goes, I wish I was on your all show today. And then I go,
I agree with you. I mean, Blank's right on this one.
Okay, then
he goes, can we record? And I was like, absolutely.
I like that. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, let's hear it.
And this is what he had to say.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I wish James was going to be here today, because here's the thing, okay? All this conference expansion talk with the SEC, and I see the Justin Rowland tweet, okay? This might end The Governor's Cup! The 10-game schedule! Oh my God, Mark Stoops and King Kong and all the chest beating that they've done! Oh, we're King Kong! We're the Packers! We're unbeatable! And the bums that are... Oh, you mean we're going to have to play 10 games? We're going to... Oh my God! Maybe we're going to have to lose Louisiana Monroe or Louisville or New Mexico. What are we going to do? Let's play Louisiana Monroe and New Mexico State. We couldn't possibly not play Chattanooga. We'll have to drop the Louisville series, right? Because the Governor's Cup is what's going to keep Kentucky down. It's going to be the Governor's... But I thought they were supposed to be the Chicago Bears. I thought Kentucky was all of a sudden supposed to be King Kong. What happened to King Kong? King Kong don't care about Louisville. I thought you all were somebody. Y'all are nothing. Y'all are weak. Y'all are yellow-bellied sissies trying to play some crap-ass schedule. Get the hell out of here, Justin Roiland. Y'all are fake. You're frauds. You've always going to be frauds. And your schedule cowardice proves it. Get the hell out of here. King Kong my ass. Get out.
All right.
It was great.
That was good. That's good.
The King Kong is what made it great.
Yes.
The references, the three or four different sentences about King Kong, that's what, to me, made it comedically funny.
Yeah, like a Training Day, yeah. You know? Denzel watching it in Training Day, you know, King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
I don't know what he was doing.
That's what I thought of immediately was Training Day.
When an artist is doing art, you don't ask him what he's thinking.
You just appreciate it.
You just appreciate the art. Yeah. Anyway, and, continue.
Well, I had to applaud Mark. For that picture perfect,
yeah,
communist propaganda tactic.
I mean, you're mad at Justin Roiland. I know you are.
I am, but here's what Blankenbaker's doing. He's saying, look over here. Look over here. Don't look at WDRB.com where the top three stories are Louisville snubbed in preseason All-ACC football team. Bozich. Vegas lists Louisville as underdog in three key home football games. ACC media should motivate Louisville with sixth place prediction. He's saying, don't look over here at this trash, this pile of garbage that our football program is becoming. Nobody respects you. Nobody likes you. Sets plummeting. His stock is plummeting. But Blankenbaker, meek little mouse, is hiding from it. He's going in his hidey hole and getting out all the Kentucky hits. Oh, they're yellow. Oh, they're yellow. They're scared. Oh, they're the Chicago Bears. I know what you're doing, Blank. You're diverting the attention away from your crap football team and your crap football coach that nobody respects. Ain't nobody except for David Hell give a damn about Scott Satterfield. He's the only one. He's King Leonidas in 300 saying, he's the one. Congratulations, Mark. That tactic doesn't work on people like me with smart brains. I'm not falling for it. I know the emperor has no clothes. You're naked. And I see your Cardinal tattoo just like the UK fan had the UK tattoo. I know it's there. Don't hide it from me. You know it's there, too. So I don't want to hear any of that BS. Louisville football is going down the tubes. And I'll be pissed off at Mitch Barnhart, Greg Sankey, whomever, if that game goes away. Because that's an easy dub for the years to come. As long as Sat Daddy and his five houses are here, that's going to be a win, and I can't wait. I'll be pissed off if that game is gone.
By the way, they had to. You like this lumber? I still had to get lumber delivered to the house today to replace some of the stuff. You know, Carlin Roofing had to do because I mean my roof's an absolute mess.
Yeah,
and they were telling me how much like lumber was. I mean,
like 300%.
It's went down a nice amount,
right?
But I mean, good God, I mean that's an expensive
ridiculous.
House for your boy Sat.
Oh, it is an expensive house, but good thing he's staying. I'm sure all the Louisville fans that were reading these articles, these aren't hit jobs. This isn't a hit job by Dr. Bo. The way
he hates Louisville.
He's just reporting the news.
He supports Butch Beard.
He's just reporting the news. And Louisville fans don't want to look at it. They don't want to believe in their fantasy land that Louisville football actually is number one in the ACC not sixth.
Can I ask you guys this? And Jack and I, we struggled with this. I struggled with this yesterday. Louisville, media-wise, was picked sixth, and there was very little reaction.
No. They're ignoring it. They're ignoring it. They don't want to look. They don't want to face the fact that no one respects their team.
I'm just saying in general. It's. Well, I think it's one of those things where we're arguing between fifth and sixth, so there's not really much of an argument that anybody cares
about.
Is this what they thought
when they joined the ACC? They thought 1, 2, 3, Clemson, Florida State, Louisville in some order, and your pick six.
I agree with both of you. I agree that the SEC expanding is bad for the Governor's Cup.
It is. I'll admit that.
I want to be clear, and that will come from the – if that happens, my opinion is that will come from the Kentucky side, if that happens.
Right.
That Kentucky will take some of the blame. I believe that's the way it would go.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? They take all the blame.
Now, the other side of this is I do believe we have seen here I think the Louisville fan base is very split in many ways.
How so?
I think some of them are doing what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think others are. It's just all the people that are thinking closer to you.
Yeah.
None of them are on the air.
Or on Twitter.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
There's not many.
Because there's not a lot coming from Louisville blogs or radio hosts.
So does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I think you're both right. I think the fact that yesterday, even though the media is bad at this,
yeah.
Okay, they've overrated the local teams and the teams have been bad.
Sure.
They vastly underrated the teams and the teams have been good. I want to be clear. I have very little respect for the media vote. I want to be clear with that. But I mean, in the land of content, mm-hmm. when the football season means what it does, there was not much discussion of that because it's either, wow, we're sixth, that stinks, or there's a movement that Louisville is much better than that.
Right.
They beat Wake Forest last year. They beat Florida State. Now, I would agree with those things. By the way, the Wake quarterback came out and said we were going to win 10 games this year.
The Wake Forest quarterback?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. He did that. I was surprised by that. Yeah. And by the way, Florida State has like 8 4 stars right now.
Yeah.
Like a couple five stars. Like that's going to be a team that's going to finish in the top 7 or 8.
And that's probably a bad class for them.
Well, no, it's a good class, and they've upgraded at, you know, quarterback with Milton. You think. I don't know if that's the case. So there you go. That's one item. Is that just one item?
No, that's just one item.
Do you have something Marcus Carr?
Yeah, I got some Marcus Carr for you, too. I heard with Marcus Carr.
You got to let him go, Jack.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
With Mark, you know, when Kofi Coburn didn't commit to Kentucky and ended up sticking with Illinois, everyone, Cal lost it, da-da-da, this, that, and the other. UK media spinning things. Oh, this is a joke, blah, blah. Spin. Y'all spinning like a top. You don't understand me? You're spinning all over the place. Well, we knew for a long time that it wasn't going to be Louisville. I mean, I remember when he talked about maybe going professional. That was the immediate pivot. Well, if he goes pro, who can blame him? I mean, if he's getting $1 million, who can blame Marcus Carr for getting $1 million? He didn't go pro. So who you blaming? They won't blame Chris Mack for not even getting the guy on campus. Now the pivot is, well, we knew he was just going to go to Texas. He's just going to go to – then why did you talk about pushing
for
your boy Jared West out of the way? Talking pushing L. Ellis out of the way from – if you get Marcus Carr, we're a Final Four caliber team. We're a top 10 caliber team. You didn't get him. You didn't get him on campus. He didn't even consider you seriously. But that bird on the letter means something. It means something. You know what it means? You're speaking of stock, Louisville basketball stock plummet. Didn't even give him a sniff. You want to talk about sniffing text line? Not a sniff. He didn't give you a sniff. But no, it's okay. It's okay. No, don't look around here. All these Louisville big mouths that like to go on this blast Kentucky.
He's still going.
Like to blast Kentucky. Get on the radio. Call them all jerks and commies and all these other things. But you do the same
jerks
damn thing,
and
you say the same. You do the same damn thing, and you just no. Nothing's wrong here. Everything's great. We're going to win 30 games in basketball, and we're going to win 12 games in football. And we're going to – well, everyone's telling you that, no, you stink, actually. No one respects you. You're not in the top 25 with either team recruiting or in the regular season. No, we're great. Chris Mack's the best. South Tannenfield, he's the best. Then we're the best. But no one wants to go and play for you. Like, nobody. Like, JUCO's in basketball and football? Really? It's all you got, JUCO's? You did the transfer portal with JUCO's and Marshall? That's what you did? Alcorn State? Yeah, it's great. Scott Satterfield, hey, he's got an eye for talent. He's got an eye for talent, everybody. He knows he can figure it out faster than anybody.
Wait, really?
An eye for, so Alabama's not looking at Alcorn State? No. Scott Satterfield, he's shorter than Nick Saban. He's smarter.
Jack, are you bored? I'm looking at Grossman. He's looking bored right now.
All right, that's all I had.
I don't think he's entertained by this.
Oh, no, I am.
Was Steve Rummage critical of Marcus Carr going to Texas? I need to know this. He said he would be.
I can't even remember.
He said he would be.
It was very much, we would never get them.
Oh. Yeah. He really was, wasn't
it? Yeah, because you remember the pivot, what he said he would be critical was. Yeah.
With the media.
If he made it to campus. Oh, no, there was spinning with the Marcus Carr.
Oh,
there's no doubt.
Spinning. So I want to hear, they will not be critical of Scott Satterfield or Chris Mack or anything Louisville. Nothing. I'll be critical of Kentucky. Kentucky does something stupid, I'll say it's stupid. If Kentucky loses the Governor's Cup game, I'll call them cowards for losing the Governor's Cup game. They won't do it. They will not do it.
I love this pivot, Grossman, to where now everyone's calling each other a coward. That's what I love. By the way, Blank makes a point here. He texts us.
Yeah.
Blank now has $100 on the line, $100 to Pratt and $100 to Issel for the football game.
Good.
And that number is expected to grow.
It is. Well, good. I'm glad Mark Blankenbaker did that. Good job, Mark. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Taxer Strebel needs to check his heart rate on the Apple Watch.
Oh, I do. Well, let's see what it is.
I mean, it's got to be in the hundreds.
85.
That's not 85. Come on.
I am sweating, just so everyone knows. I'm sweating. All right. Okay.
Taxer says jerks and commies put it on a T-shirt. Taxer says he'll make more at Texas than in Australia, you ignoramus.
Oh, there we go. Well,
the pivot you missed last week.
Yeah.
On the Louisville side, besides Marcus Carr, was how name, image, and likeness is going to hurt Louisville.
It's going to hurt them now?
Because they don't have anyone who's willing to pay.
Yeah, that was the other big thing. That was the other reason why they didn't get Marcus Carr. It was
oil money. It's oil money. Yeah. All this oil money just coming in, just coming out of the oil derricks, just money.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's just absolutely unreal. I don't understand it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Texter says, Rummage had coffee with Mac. Texter says, Strebel drinks and thinks he knows things.
Yeah, that's a Game of Thrones reference right there.
Not a Game of Thrones. Yeah, it is. That's just you and alcohol.
No, that's what Tyrion Lannister says. I drink and I know things. That's what I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me a big nerd on that stuff.
Texas says, Strebel, somewhere there's a heart surgeon searching for a new car. You're getting ready to buy him. Calm down, buddy.
I'm good now. I'm good. I got all.
You okay?
That's pent up for
what
a week and a half.
What else is even on this list? I have no idea. Is there anything?
Well, I mean, that. Well,
hang on. I want to spread these out as we go today. What else is on there, topic-wise?
Oh,
anything?
I still want to get into what Mark Stoops should be doing before 2025, because it came out today, the statement from the SEC.
It's happening next year.
They said 2025 in the statement I read.
It ain't happening 2025.
McMurphy's saying that he expects it to happen next year.
That's fine.
Next year, the SEC will go to 9 games. I think they may go to 10. They will go to 9 with the understanding that at some point they're going to go to 10. It's a nightmare for Mark Stoops.
It is a nightmare for Mark Stoops.
Them going to 9 games. And I do believe... I do believe that if the SEC goes to 10 games, that the Governor's Cup being around is something that I could see going away.
No, I'm with you.
100%.
And I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I know.
I don't want to lose the game. I don't want to lose the good feelings that come with winning that game and just the weak banter that goes on. And look, I'll have to take the bullets for it because it'll be Kentucky or the SEC that makes that decision, and they'll be the bad guys. And they should be the bad guys.
They should be.
And I'll be ready to have that conversation. But you will have the UK sycophants on Twitter that'll go on there and be like, well, it's actually good that we're losing this game. It's like, no, it's not. It's not good to lose this game.
You'll have to battle them.
Yeah, I will.
That's kind of what I said. I'm like, Kentucky fans they love throwing the L's down in Louisville. Like,
yes.
like a lot of times their season's defined by it.
Right. Like two years ago.
Both of these teams now, we have come to a realization that Louisville now, they're ceiling in the ACC like we see it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Unless a coach comes in, mm-hmm. and it still may be Satterfield, whatever it may be, and can bust through that ceiling.
Or they get rid of the divisions and you could theoretically
maybe
be second.
I don't care about that. They're not consistently better than all these other teams.
No.
Like we're seeing now that Louisville's, like, if they can steady themselves back to 8-4, that feels like we're a long ways away. Like, their ceiling isn't double digit wins. Like, I'm not doing conversations. When Bobby Petrino was here, that was one of my big conversation pieces, was getting the double digit wins,
right?
Because of what we expected from Bobby. And by some of the offensive stuff that happened.
And having Lamar Jackson on the roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the double digit, but now we see that after that, now I think it's further clarity what Louisville is working with. Not that they can't be something, but this is what they are in the ACC.
Right now.
And I feel like that's very similar to what Kentucky is in the SEC.
Sure, absolutely. You know what Kentucky's going to be.
So these teams playing at the end of the year mean so damn much. I'm more interested in... is that something that they feel confident that ESPN needs to keep alive? Because this is ESPN giving away a major property. If you start talking about Florida State and Florida, you throw Miami into some of that stuff, Clemson, sure. South Carolina, and you still have those conversations, Kentucky, Louisville. But as we've seen, and one thing I do want to talk about, at some point today, and we obviously have half of the show left.
Yeah.
But I have been intrigued how there is this clash, and the governor. I tell you what, let's take a break.
Okay.
There is a clash in college football, and the Governor's Cup has something to do with it.
All right.
Okay. You ready for that?
I'm ready. Let's
There's
go.
There's the tease. We'll settle Strebel down. He'll save some for the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of sound. What did Vince Tyree say today? We're loaded until 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Bribes pay bills.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Bribes do pay bills, and they pay the Olympic bills. That's for damn sure.
Bribery and cheating. Yeah. That's what Russia does. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
They drilled holes through the walls to take out bad urine in the Paralympics, but they found Jesus.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Speaking of Russia... You know, they're not officially in the Olympics.
Yeah, the ROC.
But they're winning everything. Like, why do we allow them in the Olympics?
I'm with you.
Like, they have to bend the knee. That's like, here's what it's like. It's like back in the day, they would have figured out, like, the Katina Powell stuff at U of L, and they would have taken out the players who were, like, quote-unquote involved or
right.
maybe involved.
Sure.
And they couldn't play, but the other guys could.
Yeah, it's like...
But not as Louisville, as somebody else.
As another team.
Yes.
Like the Louisville
Just
basketball.
Anybody.
The,
yeah.
the delegation of the city of Louisville.
Yeah, yeah there
yeah.
you go.
Whatever you want to say.
No, you're exactly right.
By the way, lots of texters. I did not hear this. How bad did you screw up there with the SportsCenter update? I'm seeing a lot of that on the text line.
I mean, at the beginning, I stuttered kind of badly, but okay. on one little
well,
part. I mean,
there we go. Well, that yeah. you know, those are things that we like. I don't yeah, know what I to mean, tell you.
Yeah. yeah, it wasn't, you know.
It wasn't
so, so you messed up at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it wasn't fun. Mitch level, but yeah. it was, you know. It was just a little stumble.
Yeah, Strebel probably heard
it. Yeah, stumble. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't too bad.
That yeah, sound that we love.
Yeah. Better than
but it's funny.
Okay, well, there we go.
It's like you got a football recruit.
Great. Who did they get?
They got Jordan Anthony, wide
Who's
receiver.
That?
He's a wide receiver.
Nice.
His offer list was Kentucky, Boston College, Houston, Ole Miss. Who else here? Some decent power five.
So he's a three-star.
Florida State. Yeah, he's a three-star. Okay. Florida
right,
State.
There you go.
Memphis. Yeah. Mississippi State.
Why you see Memphis? Why would you?
Well, I mean,
you're combing through teams right now.
Yeah, I just
why would you even include
looking,
them?
I'm
why would
looking.
You even include Memphis?
Just they were assuming there. It's basketball. And no, thinking Penny Hardaway.
That wasn't. No, so they got a football 3-star football commit, Jordan Anthony, wide receiver.
Texas says, "Holy bleep, Jack! What the hell happened to that Sports Center?"
Maybe it's worse than I thought.
Texas says he melted like Mitch on the Sports Center.
Oh, man.
Texter 437-9680, Haley Van Lith will make more in NIL than all the Texas men's players.
They're right. Yes, she will.
Texter says, what's Big Rig's thoughts on Daniel Hale?
Daniel.
He's the whistleblower.
Which whistleblower?
I don't know. I was thinking you would know.
I don't know. No, I don't.
Okay,
I was
so
employed
for
politics and everything. I had to look that up. Daniel Hale. Okay, that's part of my homework.
Do you want to hear the Sports Center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Let's hear it.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Grossman, and the SportsCenter update is brought to you by UPS Jobs. UPS Jobs is now offering up to $18.50 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. Apply today at upsjobsky.com.
I mean, that's not too bad. That can't be it. Is that the only thing?
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
okay.
You want me to keep playing it?
That's what I heard.
Not really. That's it. Okay.
That was it.
The text line's wrong then.
Yeah. So
text
it's the guy that linked information on U.S. drone warfare. Sentenced to 45 months.
We don't do anything with drones.
Not the United States. No, that's cowardly.
Texas says, I think Jack needs to watch the Lil Nas X video on air for his live reaction. We will do that in the 5 o'clock hour.
That's
if
a really
you want.
Good idea.
I have no problem with any of that. No problem with any
so
of
Lil
that.
Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. Okay.
There you go. I got to tell you guys a story in the 5 o'clock hour you'll like as well.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, and we got to take down Nick Valvano at some point today.
Now what'd he do?
Now we just have to.
He's stuck in the bathroom. I mean, he did. He did.
Good God.
He came out and was like, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. That's a lie.
Andy went in and immediately turned around.
I had to turn around.
He did. He went in and said,
no, I did. At 4 o'clock, I turned around. At 3:57, I turned around. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
You're like, no, this is awful. I'm leaving.
No, I'm not doing this. Okay, so 437-9680. Let me ask you guys this. Interested in what you guys think.
Okay.
So, the Governor's Cup right now is nothing more than some Twitter people. It is worth bringing up because of the inevitability that Kentucky's going to go and the SEC is going to go to 9. And I kind of think 10 games would not be shocking, as this is all about money. And what do you make more money, Mississippi State Auburn or Mississippi State in West Lafayette?
Sure. Right.
And I don't mean Purdue. I don't know why I thought of that. Lafayette. Okay. Lafayette. Whatever. Take the West out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so this is, if you're going to do this in a pure money grab, then this is one of the ways that you will do it, is to just say you're playing more games within the conference.
Right.
Period. End of discussion. There's not a bunch of these bye weeks. And for Kentucky, and a little bit for Louisville, and I do think the ACC by next year will be at 9 conference games. Mm-hmm. We shall see what happens with conference realignment here in the next few days, weeks, and months. But I feel like that the college football fan is eternally conflicted on all of this, mm-hmm. Okay?
All right.
And here's what I mean. On one side of all of this, and the Governor's Cup is part of this, there is what college sports have always masqueraded as. And that's, well, it's all about tradition. And it's all about these rivalries.
The fans.
And what we have seen over the last decade or so, okay, for sure during all of these different rounds of realignment, mm-hmm. we have seen the death of much of that.
Right.
Okay? And so the precedent has been set for Kentucky and Louisville to not play. I mean, just to not play.
Yeah.
I mean, we have seen that. Kansas and Missouri are a great example. Texas and Texas A&M are another example. God bless
Pittsburgh, West Virginia.
Yeah, perfect. That's a great example. I mean, these are some of the the biggest, baddest rivalries, maybe not always the best teams, although, remember, Pittsburgh-West Virginia, I mean, that game kept West Virginia out of the damn national title game. Like, and sometimes they do mean something. Sometimes it's, hey, can Louisville get to a bowl game at the end of the year against Kentucky? Sometimes the Orange Bowl
is on the line.
In that game. And so we have already seen television say, you all can't figure it out. We're marketing this, and the game has been moved, and it will only be moved if ESPN and the conferences in ESPN want it to be moved. But I think what the clash here is that like college sports fans are dealing with is they want all of the tradition stuff, but they also want their school to have all the money.
Yeah.
And one of the great debates that I had with Locke was he never could understand why fans, and at that time it was Louisville fans with Tom Jurich.
Right.
Oh, we make the most money. And I understood that. Well, I say I understood it. I don't know if I understood it. I guess that's
But it was a point of pride for them.
Well, no, it was a point of pride. It's a point of pride for everybody.
Sure, yeah.
It's a point of pride how much you're paying your coaches. It's a point of pride that when it came down to it, Kentucky was able to go out and get someone like Orlando Antigua. That when Vince Merrill wants over $1 million to bring some three stars into Kentucky.
He got it.
Well, we won five games last year. That's fine. It's a tight end. Coach, that he gets over $1 million. I mean, fans like the fact that Calipari makes all that money.
Yeah.
So we may not, and like not everybody, and it's not even a 50-50 split, but I feel like, it's just me, that fans take pride when their school is doing, like things happen in the community. Like they built, remember when they built, this was a big deal, the bike lanes.
That
was a big deal because, you know, Louisville was different in this sort of way or whatever. But there's a group of people that things happen in your community. It's good for the community.
Sure.
Even though you're not going to utilize a park. They make Waterfront Park much nicer. That's fine. I'm not going down nightly to Waterfront Park to play kickball.
Right. Or hacky sack.
Yeah, or hacky sack. Or walk the dog. But I understand that it's good that is good property, that it's well maintained. It looks good. It looks good for the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? And so football fans want. They want to have money. They want to be able to pay coaches big time money. They want name, image, and likeness to reverberate around their university that it makes a deal so you can get someone like Marcus Carr on campus, right? Like that's how I feel, that a lot do want that. But you're also conflicted with trying to save some of this purity, rivalry stuff.
Pageantry.
That college sports is supposed to give you. Listen, college basketball, we can talk about football all you want. College basketball has lost their heart as much as anything.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% yes.
Anytime Kentucky plays a big game, it's got to be in Chicago. It's got to be in New York. It's got to be in Vegas, Indianapolis, right?
Not in
Kentucky and Indiana don't play. I mean, we can just look here locally, okay?
At examples.
At examples of this happening. And so it's not just football, but we want, the reality is that we like the greed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I said about Greg Sankey in our number one. We like that someone is willing to take the bull by the horn and go at Mark Emmert. Unfortunately, you're going to have to live with them wanting the good teams out of your conference, SEC elitism, and everything else that goes along with it. And them getting a bunch of teams in the 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be running things even more. I mean, we're all going to bend the knee even more than we already bent the knee. It's the same thing here. We like that greed. Build more. Stadium. Louisville put an expansion in there that they didn't need.
Right.
That was fine, right?
But they wanted to do it. It looked good. They were proud of it.
And maybe down the road they'll be able to consistently fill that up. Build a better facility. Build a better weight room. Build the Cole Lodge. The beds need to be better for Trae Young.
Yeah.
Build this or that.
Or a kitchen.
Yes. Or whatever it may be. We like that we like that money flow and that greed until it's like, well, you're going to lose something. You're going to lose some of these rivalries.
Nothing's free.
And part of this is maybe the Governor's Cup, and part of this is in the great finding of money, these conferences are going to add more value, and the way they can do that is more games. We already know that. The only thing now is, does the SEC go to 10? And if it does, the conversation then around the Governor's Cup becomes an interesting one, especially if Kentucky's not good.
Right.
Especially if Kentucky, instead of, you think they're an 8-win team this year, they start taking a little step back, maybe lose a coach or two. And then suddenly, again, I don't think it would ever come from the Louisville side. Right. I could be wrong, though. I could be mistaken. And Louisville might be in a bad spot with Satterfield or somewhere else that there are those conversations. Again, I'm just saying watch all of this because everyone wants this act of purity in these college sports and think that you can get both. You can get the purity and you can be all about the money. Right. And I'm here to tell you, you can't. So when it's about the money, which is what it's about, this is what it's going to look like. You're going to play the Champions Classic in a small-ass gym in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to play.
It's going to be split 50-50 or 60-40 or whatever it is.
And that's where you're going to play it.
Yeah.
And some of these things can potentially fall by the wayside.
Sure. Well, not only that, like Greg Sankey can – so if you're – angry that Florida and Florida State won't happen, or Clemson, South Carolina, Kentucky, Louisville, whatever. He can say, "Well, I'm bringing Texas A&M back. I'm bringing that rivalry back. I might be getting rid of all these other rivalries, but I'm bringing back Texas A&M." I mean, he's going to be able to manufacture
instead of Louisville, yes. And you're a Kentucky fan this year. You have Texas, and you have
Oklahoma,
LSU,
maybe,
or whatever it may be.
Yeah, you know, who wants to play Louisville? Some ACC team. You can play some of these better SEC teams. If you win those games, it'll look better on your resume. I mean, they're going to use that type of spin to sell it to fans, but I'm going to be one of the ones that won't be buying it. I won't buy it. I won't like it, but what can we do about it? That's the thing. He has all the power now, Andy. You're exactly right. He has all the power. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do, and Greg Sankey don't give a damn about pageantry. He doesn't give a damn about the fans and wanting their rivalries.
Nope.
He wants money, and he wants power, and he's going after
it. He cares about those things because all of that pageantry in his league matters.
It does.
But what we're talking about are things outside of his league.
Sure, that's true.
The byproduct of Greg Sankey making a power move, going after Mark Emmer, I won't say rebranding, but probably rebranding, strengthening, fortifying the SEC.
Yeah.
Well, the byproduct is he doesn't care about anybody else.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't care about the death of the Big 12. He knows the numbers of what the Big 12, of what Texas and Oklahoma bring. That's why he took them. That's why he didn't tell A&M. That's
right.
Why he said all those things at SEC Media Day, knowing that he had it in his back pocket, those two teams. That's why he pushed for the 12-team play. There are give and takes. Listen, Kentucky fans gave John Calipari a bunch of money.
$9 million.
He gave them winning. At the beginning. He gave them winning.
Not as much now.
But they gave up the way they used to build teams.
Oh, yeah.
Kentucky in the last decade plus has not built a team the way that the many in the holler want Kentucky to be building their team.
But this year they have more starts than anyone else.
This year's different.
And
they'll be beloved.
Also, we had to give up the way we schedule too. Like, I mean, you brought it up, giving up the home at home series with North Carolina.
About the schedule.
Home at home series with North Carolina and Louisville and all these other teams. Notre Dame, that used to be one back in the day. To all these neutral site games, but it also gives you a little dose of reality when you're talking about the Governor's Cup, what it really means to college football. There's a reason why it's on at noon on Rivalry Saturday on the SEC Network.
Yeah.
No one but us gives a damn. And Greg Sankey doesn't give a damn about Louisville versus Kentucky. He's not going to pump the brakes on what he's doing because he has to preserve Louisville versus Kentucky.
As much as it hurts to say, if it gets saved, it'll get saved because of Florida State.
If it does, that'll be the one. It's not Clemson,
yeah.
South Carolina. That's done.
Yeah,
that's
going to be done for a while. It would be that game saving the other three.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah.
Very much hurts to say locally.
It does.
Texas says, I could lose 20 times to Kentucky in a row. I'd never want to back out of the game. That's how every listen,
that's
I don't
how,
think,
yeah.
no
that,
one
that's
wants.
How, that's how people on both sides should
nobody,
feel.
Nobody wants to back out of the game.
No.
Justin Rowland just got everyone moving.
He did the thing.
He
put the tweet out. He got everybody talking.
He did
got
the
everybody
thing.
Moving. Yeah, absolutely is what he did.
All right, should we play a Bolshevik blank here?
Yeah. It's been a heavy rivalry segment.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think you've ever done a Bolshevik blank.
Oh, yeah, this is a first.
Okay, so I don't know. We haven't talked about this. Do you understand the subtle humor to Bolshevik blank?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All
this
right.
is a big moment then.
It is a big moment.
All right, we'll play one.
Mitch was good at this.
Bolshevik Blankenbaker.
Other people always throwing Justin Rowland's his
was.
Hype that he's got for Kentucky football, like, onto the timeline. He's like, oh, here we go again. And it's him and John Hale. And John Hale for the Courier is acting like he's some impartial person. Nah, man. You need to put pom-poms on your laptop,
oh,
dude.
Boy.
Like, this is the thing. Like, Justin Rowland and John Hale, they can share a pom-pom right next to one another. They are big blue journalists. They're the people who they reach out to when Lynn Bowden's grandma gets raided by the DEA. Okay? Nah.
Boy, we're playing all the hits today.
You can somehow down the river.
Somehow this circled back to Lynn Bowden's grandma.
Oh yeah.
Somehow.
I got it off the fax machine.
Get your bingo boards out, everybody.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Slide.
Get them out. Clemson, you're next. Get them all out.
I had this Zapruder film for the YMT guy that's been, he's been kicked out of media all over for releasing the Kyle Trask, Cash Daniel video. These things don't exist. John Cupper still hasn't seen that one either.
You done?
No.
I'm making a bingo card.
No.
I'm making a blanket bingo card.
No, they're the more
card.
Authority. Like, if you read their Twitter.
I'm not talking about that. We've done that show. Stop! Stop! We've done that show. You're not a first-time radio host. You've gotten these takes out of your system. Right? Like, you've
first
gotten these.
But I really like them.
I cannot circle. I know it's July 27th, and God bless his content, but you can't go back to his grandma every damn time we discuss the schedule.
Okay.
They're not the same thing.
No, they're not.
Whoa!
Just be honest.
You missed
just
one.
Just be honest.
The money phone. You didn't have the money phone.
I was getting there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
We haven't talked about a lot about the Platinum DUI that their wide receivers coach has, and he's still employed there.
Everybody gets their day in court. All right. Text away at 437-9680.
Oh.
I don't know. I may just walk out of the studio.
Oh, sorry.
I may just walk out. I don't know what to do. I can't. I'm dealing with. I can't do all these replays, all right? This is like Blankenbaker Plus. Instead of Paramount Plus, this is like Blankenbaker Plus. I get all the old episodes of The Office, and here they are.
Wow. All right, cut the music. I am disappointed in Jack.
Oh, are you?
I am disappointed in Jack.
It could have been a little shorter.
Because the good stuff there, the whole point of the Bolshevik blank is when...
The beginning.
No, is when he... He doesn't hold Louisville to the same standard as Kentucky.
Yeah.
See, it's not, we don't need him calling John Hale a communist.
A pom-pom waiver.
We need it, we're blanks being a communist.
Yes.
And the spot where he did it today, and if this is number two, I apologize. The spot that he did it today is, Diener says, well, don't you need to win against Kentucky? And he says, we've won enough. That's the Bolshevik blank.
Yes.
And did Lovey Jenkins get his day in court? It's not him yelling. It's subtle.
Yeah.
It's next level humor.
Yes.
It's him. Jack's going to learn, but we got to teach him.
It's okay.
We got to teach him.
It's when he gets on here and he says, like, I mean, when Louisville, like, misses out on a recruit or whatever, they get a JUCO guy, and he's like, you know, well, Scott Satterfield can see it where no one else can see it or stuff like that.
That's those things. That's the goods.
Or when
Chris still funny, though.
It's still funny. It was very funny. Especially when Diener started yelling at him. It was great. But yeah, you'll work on it. You'll hone your skills,
Jack. That isn't the other Bolshevik blank, but do you want to hear that clip? Because I do have that clip.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
You can't crush Louisville on every stage and then be like, oh, well, we're going to play 10 conference games. We maybe not be able to play Louisville anymore. Like, oh, you mean we might have to play LSU? Oh, my gosh. You think they might give us Vandy in our pod? You know? Oh, you can't be a little meek little mouse and then do the chest pounding that you do on the internet on an every single day. If you want to be a meek little mouse, then go run through the hole and stay there.
It's a lot of talking for Louisville needs to win this damn game, all right?
Yeah. I mean, we've won enough. I mean, we lost, you know, we lost the last two. We didn't get to play last year. I don't know how last year would have gone. We don't know.
That's the Bolshevik stuff right there.
We've won enough.
We
lost a lot last two, but we didn't get to play last year. Yeah, that's it. That's the good stuff. I mean, we've won enough.
By the way, On3, which is a new ranking system, new website, they have Keontae Goodwin a 5-star. So just
Number 17 in the country.
I would just throw that out there that everyone needs to know that. So there you go. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I'm very happy about that.
Are you happy about that?
Absolutely. I mean, Lackford didn't want him. Yeah, Dave. Not Lackford. Ledford. Ledford didn't like
Dave
his footwork.
Yeah, he did
like Keontae Goodwin. But yeah, Ledford didn't like his footwork. You know, he's 5 stars and, you know, 17 in the country overall. Not the 17th best lineman, the 17th best player in the country.
PJ Washington, do you feel bad for him? Oh, we discuss next.